CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
The top stories. Stakeholders in the electoral process assembled today in Yaoundé for the second national consultation platform organized by ELECAM to strategize for credible, peaceful and transparent elections in 2025-2026. In sports, preparations are in full swing in Bagofit Sun City East region ahead of the second edition of the Chantalbia National Mountain Bike Race set to take place in 2 days. Those were the top stories. Now the news in full. The second edition of the National Consultation Platform between Elections Cameroon, ELECAM, and other stakeholders in the electoral process takes place today in Yaoundé at the Monfibi Hotel, coming after that of December 2022. The event initiated by the Electoral Board of ELECAM will focus on the theme Peaceful Electoral Dialogue as a Pillar of Democratic Governance. The Electoral Board of ELECAM intends to get all the stakeholders on the occasion to seek ways to ensure credible, peaceful and transparent elections in 2025-2026. As a member of the board, Honorable Bele Amugu Dieudonné now explains.
We want to get everybody, every stakeholder informed of the importance of their role to participate in the electoral process, so to enhance our democracy. It will be an exchange between Elections Cameroon members, notably board members, and all the stakeholders, the administration, the justice, political parties, the civil society, and others. All legalized political parties are concerned with that consultation. They have been invited. During this consultation, we are going to exchange with all the political parties and all the stakeholders, because the issue of voter registration is not only a technical issue, it concerns also everybody. Because as you know, on the field, we register within a mixed commission. So in these commissions, we have political parties, we have the administration, we have civil society, let's say all the stakeholders. So to examine this special point, we have to sit alongside them and see what we have to do. I'm very confident because the engagement of the population, of the stakeholders, is quite good one, a big one. Now, we feel everybody is interested and everybody is just ready to get into the voting operations.
A member of the Electoral Board of ELECAM, Bele Amugu Dieudonné, was interviewed by editorialist George Kelong. The 2024 Land Tenure Week, focusing on land governance and sustainable development goals, began yesterday in Yaoundé. The city edition of the event was officially launched by the Minister of State, Property, Surveys and Land Tenure, Henri Eyebe Aisi, in the presence of government officials and development partners. Over the next 5 days, the forum will feature workshops, presentations and discussions addressing critical land tenure issues. Minister Henri Eyebe Aisi now highlights the stakes of the event in this excerpt of an interview proposed by staffman Gu Henry.
We are working for this land week to gather all the actors so that you could benefit from their contributions. We are involved in the implementation of the directives of the head of state. We have asked from 2011 that a new law be prepared to take in consideration of the expectations of the actor in this sector. The whole government is committed to implement directive from the head of state. We are working with other ministries in synergy. We are working in partnership with United Nations and other partners who give us the opportunity to draw from the best practices at the international level. We have been working till now, and for this whole week, we are hoping that the contribution will help us to finalize the new draft for the expectation of the head of state.
The Minister of State, Property, Surveys and Land Tenure, Henri Eyebe Aisi, talking to staffman Gu Henry. The President of the Republic yesterday signed a couple of decrees appointing some senior officials in some hospitals in Yaoundé, the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, as well as in some state universities. Following the decrees, Mr. Jean-Chu Vincent de Paul has been appointed Director General of the Yaoundé University Teaching Hospital. Mr. Che Kingsley So was appointed Director General of the Gynecological Obstetric and Pediatric Hospital, while Mr. Isomba Emmanuel was appointed Director General of the Yaoundé General Hospital. On his part, Mr. Akede Metuge Eric was appointed Inspector General of Services in the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. Members of the audit bench of the Supreme Court, and those of the Finance and Budget Committee of the National Assembly have decried the timid implementation of their recommendations by those in charge of managing public finances. This was during their 30th Exchange Forum yesterday at the Yaoundé Conference Centre. Discussions held under the auspices of the Chairperson of the Finance and Budget Committee of the National Assembly, Honorable Mutimbo Rosette Ayayi, and the President of the Audit Bench of the Supreme Court, Superscale Legal and Judicial Officer, Yap Abdul. The World Health Organization is funding the construction of the Agem Community Clinic in Wonto Village, Menchum Division of the Northwest Region of Cameroon. Members of the Agem clan were at the WHO head office in Yaoundé to express their gratitude to the institution's country representative, Fanuel Habimana, for spearheading the project. They were led by the Fon of Wonto Village, His Royal Majesty, Amwam Amwam Ibwake, as you tell us, senior reporter Patience Wingo.
The WHO-sponsored project aimed at improving healthcare access for the 14 villages comprising the Agem clan and surrounding areas has made significant strides. To date, over 86 million CFA francs has been invested in the initiative, with an additional 40 million CFA francs expected to be allocated for its completion. The construction of the Agem Community Clinic in Wom has received strong backing from several UN agencies operating in Cameroon, as well as other national-level institutions collaborating on the project. Members of the Agem community, including Reverend Father Afukeze, who is playing a leading role, along with the Fon of Watwo Village, have expressed immense joy and gratitude. They particularly praised the WHO representative in Cameroon, Fanuel Habimana, for his dedication to the project's success.
His Royal Majesty, Amwam Amwam Eboike, we are here to show our appreciation first to the government of Cameroon, and particularly to the Ministry of Public Health, for authorizing the construction of a clinic in our locality. We are being thankful to the United Nations, World Health Organizations, and other partners. We have a district hospital, but that district hospital, to cover almost a subdivision, somehow not enough. We conferred the title of Bras Agem, which means he has saved a savior of the Agem people.
The UN resident coordinator for Cameroon, Issa Sanago, emphasized that the community will greatly benefit from improved healthcare services once the clinic becomes operational.
Patience Wingo in that report. And we talk sports. Preparations have intensified in Bagofit for the second edition of the Chantalbia National Mountain Bike Race. The delegation from the Central African Republic is already in Bagofit for the race that will begin this Thursday. Meanwhile, the main organizers of the event, Minister Joseph Lee, is on the site to ensure a hitch-free race. Tala LT reports from Bagofit.
The first edition of the Chantalbia National Mountain Bike Race recorded great success, but the second edition plans to be bigger. Luc Asseng is head of exploitation. Our teams are deployed across the complex to ensure that the guests have a good time here. The Bagofit Sun City complex, venue for the event, is buzzing with activity. Carpenters, painters, builders, cleaners, and hotel staff are busy with finishing touches. Robert Bidime and Roka Ebode Atangana are technicians.
Actuellement, la structure...
The grandstand is ready to receive at least 1,000 persons.
1,000 personnes.
À la place de l'expo.
We will mount 40 tents which can host 1,000 people.
1,000 personnes.
Cameroon's First Lady, Madame Chantal Biya, has once again offered a free medical campaign at the Bagofit Health Center. Dr. Akun Pwame is chief of this health center. We will carry out general consultations, eye consultations, physiotherapy, as well as HIV screening. The Central African delegation is already in Bagofit ahead of the event to start on Thursday, the 28th of November. Tala LT, CRTV News, Bagofit.
And that report from Bagofit brings us to the end of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Le Matinée de la CRTV continues in a moment.